This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our flagship Salem Media Group station in Tampa, Florida. And, of course, we are broadcasting from our Studio E as we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and via the satellite. Now, a special shout-out always goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police and hospitals, and our ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, as well as our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there working on the Third Watch to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget about the people that are out there keeping America going at night, all night. That would be the over-the-road truck drivers, men and women both, going coast to coast, border to border with their semis. And we've also got the FedEx drivers, the UPS drivers, and, of course, our mail haulers, our bulk mail haulers, hauling the mail all over the place. And they haul the bulk mail from bulk mail center to mail center, and then they deliver it to the post office. So that's a pretty neat thing. And, of course, we're also can be found, as you probably well know, over on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler, on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter. And you can find us over there as Captain's America, Captain's America. And don't forget, we have our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from California, IA, where it's raining now out there on one side of them, and it might even be snowing on the other side of them. We'll get the whole wrap here in a minute. It's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Hey, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Okay, and what, pray tell, is it doing where you're at?
It's kind of, well, it was raining earlier this evening a little bit. It was raining a lot during the daytime, but it's starting to clear out of my area here in Orange County. Right now it is reading mostly clear outside.
Okay.
But so that's good.
But the temperatures are cooled off, is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, 51 degrees, and on tomorrow looks like we might have a high of 60. So temperatures are going to stay a little cooler a little bit for a while, but people are kind of glad, Captain, that the deluge of rain is moved off.
All right, well, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance and warm things up. You ready?
Absolutely.
I
pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we kicked that in there with the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we hope you get it, because we do, and more people need to, right?
Absolutely, yes.
All right, well, let's go back over here to what we were talking about. And last hour, we left off with, since the news dropped at the end of last week, the talk has been all about the possible indictment and arrest of President Donald Trump And, of course, as I wrote over the weekend in a Facebook post, it hasn't happened yet, and it looks like it may not happen because there just isn't the stomach for that right now. And I don't think that they've got a clear, open, and shut case, which they would want to have if they were going to do that.
Well, this is, you know, kind of, you know, trying to land the big whale. That's for sure. But I wonder, Captain, if the metaphor really does extend to Alvin Bragg. Is he Ahab trying to get his white whale at any cost? And I think that is a very, very real possibility here. But I do think that he's probably getting some people to say, look, you got to sort of back off on this because, A, it's probably not going to work in the end, and, B, you're going to make Donald Trump stronger. Now, from the Trump supporter standpoint, making him stronger is a good thing, but from the left and the Democrat Party elite standpoint, they don't want to do that because they realize just how powerful Donald Trump can become. It's almost like in Star Wars, well, if you strike me down, I'll become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. You know, so we may be seeing something like that play out here. But certainly I think there's some second guessing happening now that they canceled, quote unquote, the proceedings for Wednesday.
Well, they're on hold. I just don't see them happening this week. I could be wrong, but just based on what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing and the repetition, I just don't think that they're going to just jump on this at the last minute and go, okay, we're ready, everybody gather. I don't see that happening. This is too important. You got to get it right. You can't do it half-assed.
Well, that's right. And also the idea that our judicial system should never be perverted for any reason. The whole point, Captain, of having the justice, the statue of justice, right? You know, she has a blindfold on and the scales, and we're supposed to be able to weigh things, pardon me, as evenly and as fairly as possible. But when it looks like you wanted to get elected so that you could make sure you could go after Donald Trump, none of that is actual, judicial or prosecutorial professionalism. And that's what people expect. Because once we start diminishing that for one person, oh yes, even Donald Trump, it diminishes it for everyone.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this break. Don't go anywhere. And Jeff is going to take us to break.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always concerned.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. And you folks over in Orlando just might be seeing Jeff. He might be my driver the day that I come over there on May the 6th for that event at the Seminole Harley-Davidson dealer. So we'll see. I'll let you know more about that when we know more. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, and in particular, Mike Lindell. Now, Mike Lindell definitely has everything in the building, I think, on sale right now, because you can buy one, get one on just about anything and everything he's got there. And he's got just huge savings on some of the discontinued stuff that he's got there, 80 and 90%. You can't find that anywhere else. Now, you can go to MyPillow.com, or you can go to MyStore.com and find these tremendous deductions and save a bunch of money. That's MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. And you can always use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's all you got to do. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. And keep in mind that not only do they have the buy one, get one specials, but they also have the 70, 80, and 90% discounts on a lot of things that are there. Now, they have a phone number you can call for either one of those websites. It's 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And again, the promo code will always be the word CAPTAIN. So what do you got to lose but saving a bunch of money? MyPillow and MyStore.com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How's business?
Well, hopefully it's good. It seems to have been good. And but I'm wondering, Captain, about some of the people out there as they're looking at some of these indicators in the economy and how everybody's business is going to do.
Well, the economy can play tricks on you. Obviously, you can do a lot better at different times and a lot worse at other times. And I think what we've got going on right now is
business that's down that's supposed to be up, and business that's up that's supposed to be down, and it's just hard to figure at the moment, because we shouldn't be having a lot of this positive stuff that we've got, because all the signs, the economic signs, are showing us that it should be just the opposite. What do you think?
Well, earlier, Karine Jean-Pierre over at the White House press briefing room was reading from the binder and was explaining to everybody how they see a strong economy out there. And I can't help but sort of chuckling at that because, Captain, people can open their front door, look out their windows, or drive through their town, and I wonder if they feel like we have a strong economy out there. I think people are worried about, number one, about this banking crisis. They wonder about, you know, how this is going to affect their daily lives. And they also, Captain, are worried that with the inflation continuing to do, to be as it is, that they're not able to buy the things or do the things that they really want to do. And I think they want to sit on their money. And if they end up doing that, it's going to continue to create a less vibrant economy. That's for sure.
Well, if Frenchie thinks things are good, run for the hills.
Well, like I said, she's reading it from the binder, and I'm not trying to be mean, but it is a little off-putting after a time because, you know, especially when one of the follow-up questions to her was, but the prices of goods are still very high. And I think she went on to talk about how Joe Biden's trying to do all this stuff for everybody. But that just doesn't fit the bill anymore. You can't simply say, well, we feel your pain. You know, Bill Clinton did that. He kind of got away with saying stuff like that because he appeared to be more empathetic. But you can't just say, "Look, don't worry, we're working on it, folks." When everybody sees that their money doesn't go as far, their wages don't keep up with inflation, and they don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
I feel your pain, and I feel your pain so much that there's not going to be any more new gas stations being built in these cities because we just can't do that because of the climate change.
Well, even right now, Captain, I think people would actually respond better to Bill Clinton than they are to Joe Biden. I think that's for sure. But I think they still feel that Biden's completely out of touch. He doesn't know what's happening, and they're trying to tout anything that they can use for re-election. And I don't think there's really one subject that they can use to say, this is the best reason why you need to re-elect me for president.
House Administration Chair Brian Steil has told Alvin Bragg, the DA up there in New York, that he has until today, Thursday, to come forward to Congress with the information he's got on President Donald Trump, or else.
Very interesting. Well, of course, the level of scrutiny on this is, warranted, I think. And that's exactly, they want to find out what is happening with this, what is going on with this, because, again, it seems pretty manufactured in the sense that they're trying to create this controversy, create this federal crime where it was never pursued by the DOJ, and try to mix it up with, you know, trying to make it a state thing, and none of it makes any sense. If you're going to be a professional about this, I think.
Now, do you know what we found out yesterday about Big Daddy Joe?
What's that?
When he was vice president, Joe Biden signed off on a statement to the press made about Hunter's Burisma position, despite claims of no involvement.
Yeah, he didn't know, and he would get mad at the reporters and the people that asked him about that out on the campaign trail, and he'd huff and puff about it, right? But I guess it's here we go. That's what he said back then.
He didn't know. He did know.
Well, of course. How is this possible? Your son is is on the board of some energy company in Ukraine at that time, of course, well before what's going on now. And you're the vice president, and you never talk to him, and he never mentions, here's what I'm doing over in Ukraine on this energy company board that I don't have any energy experience in. And, hey, Dad, let's just talk about, you know, what movie did you see the other day? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, did you go see that new sex flick, Dad?
Oh, well, I don't know. But
I'm pretty sure Hunter did.
Well, yeah, but unfortunately, Hunter, on what it was on Hunter's laptop is pretty raunchy from what we understand. But again, it just doesn't make any sense that you would not have some idea what your adult son is doing, in terms of business, especially because you're the vice president, for fear, Captain, that there might be some blowback on you. There might be some kind of association that maybe you don't want associated with you because you're the vice president. So in and of itself, you'd want to know what he was up to.
You think?
Well, of course.
You think?
Of course.
Yeah. And we know he did.
Well, I would think he did, yeah. And because he's the big guy, by the way,
yeah.
Right? And some of these deals had to do with the big guy.
Yep. Not to be confused with Obama, who was the bigger guy.
Right.
Well,
we'll see. I mean, this is continuing.
All right, let's talk about something real quick here while we've got time. The Fed has hiked the rates amidst the banking sector. Uncertainly, the UN is now calling for males to be seen, but I believe he raised it a quarter of a point, 25%, a quarter of a point, right?
Yes, 25 basis points. I understand that they were indicating they probably had one more rate hike this year, perhaps. And then, of course, they might get into a time of beginning to cut the rates. It all depends on how they see inflation and what they believe the effectiveness of raising these rates are. But, of course, I think, generally speaking, the market is happy that the rate hikes are coming to an end at some point, hopefully in the near term. But also at the same time, it might have been a little tone deaf to raise the rates right now in the midst of these banking troubles, which, by the way, aren't going away. And unfortunately, I think we're going to see some new developments in the banking saga, as it were.
Well, I'll tell you somebody else that's having troubles, and it's China and their big time property group called Evergrande. They've rolled out a restructuring plan now.
Really? Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Well, I think, and if that has anything to do with any dealings in the United States or outside of China, I'm sure it's still going to be impactful to them, if not more so at home.
We'll know soon enough. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, bottom of the hour, as your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay a few bills and bring you the news. So we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm the captain, Matt Bruce.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. One drug company wants to drastically increase the price of its COVID vaccine, and some in Congress want to know why.
The head of Moderna testifying before a Senate panel trying to justify why they are quadrupling the price of their COVID vaccine.
As we move into the endemic market, that we price to value of a vaccine, what value does it bring in terms of healthcare dollars?
That's CEO Stefan Bancel. But Senator Bernie Sanders was quick to remind him,
U.S. taxpayers spent $12 billion on the research, development, and procurement of the NIH Moderna COVID vaccine.
Moderna announced they will begin charging $130 for the vaccine in the private market, compared to the $26 they charge the government right now. I'm John Schaefer.
The death of a teen found near where Alex Murdaugh gunned down his wife and son is now being investigated as a homicide. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, ladies, I will tell you that you finally found a female podiatrist to work with your feet. There are two of them at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, two of them. And they will get you in. They'll take a look at what you got. They'll let you know what the problem is and what they can do for you. They're very, 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 very good. And then, of course, you've got Dr. Bill there, who is kind of like the supervisor, who's been there forever, I think. But anyway, check them out. Check them out. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. And they're right there in St. Pete. And they'd be more than happy to talk to you. So, let's go back here to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And good morning there, Mr. Kyle. How are you?
Hello, Captain. Doing well.
All right. Now, obviously, there's plenty of stuff going on right now out there for human consumption. It's not just about what we're seeing and what we're hearing. There are other things out there, correct?
Right, right.
Now, we know that when it comes to Biden and Putin and Xi, they all want to be friends with Iran, all of them. And I don't know why, for the life of me, Biden, he might as well be Putin, right? I don't know why, for the life of me, Biden is working so hard on trying to be buddies with Iran. Do you?
Why Joe Biden is trying to do that?
Yeah,
well,
why is he doing it?
Well, I think, Captain, that they want that the resurrect the deal, basically. They think that that's some kind of foreign policy feather in their cap. But I think it's worse for the region. I think President Trump was right to get out of it. I think Obama wanted it at all costs. Certainly John Kerry did. But Iran is not all it's cracked up to be. I don't know that being buddy-buddy with them is going to help anything. I think actually it'll make it worse. I think it'll embolden them. We should be looking to have, I don't want to say regime change, but ultimately there should be a regime change, only because the people of Iran are still being oppressed by the Tehran government. And unless and until that changes, I think that they're still going to try to spread their own influence through the Middle East, for starters. And I think that even worries many of the Arab states there.
Now, Donald Trump is not out of trouble yet, even if he gets cleared up in New York, correct?
Well, that's right. There's other things on the horizon. Yeah.
Well, let's start with Georgia. Georgia prosecutors are reportedly considering conspiracy and racketeering charges in their investigation of the former president. That isn't good.
Well, no. There's that. There's also the idea of the Mar-a-Lago classified documents and so forth. President Trump seems to be able to ride this wave, though, I think, of political prosecution, basically, to show that, hey, they're coming after me for this, that, and the other thing. They don't want me to run. They don't want me to be president again. It's obvious. And I think he's got a leg to stand on that. But also, I think it'd be an interesting question. Why are they prosecuting or want to prosecute Trump? Do they prosecute everybody else? And that's a good question.
Well, there's also something else going on here, and it's called the Proud Boys trial. And it appears that the FBI has hidden evidence, and they've lied under oath in the Proud Boys trial, and it's now coming out. And I don't know why it's happening. Lying on the stand is serious stuff, and sharing attorney-client emails is even more serious, as well as destroying and hiding evidence. And we've kind of got ourselves a kangaroo court going on with this bunch.
Well, that's a real concern. And, you know, certainly, you know, the reason our justice system is, the best that I think the world's ever seen is because it's based on the idea of getting a fair trial, of having a defense, of having to turn over things like exculpatory evidence or having to have your day in court and not have a railroad, basically, of a trial. That's something the founding fathers were trying to get away from. They understood what that kind of oppression and tyranny was all about, and they didn't want it. At least the concept is in our society, each person should be able to get a fair trial. But if you have some kind of collusion, especially by those agencies, and not all the FBI agents, we're talking, I'm sure, a small number, but if they do something that's outside of the bounds of the law, then that sometimes will get the whole case kicked.
Now, we're hearing that Elizabeth Warren is trying to bail out the wealthy. What's that all about?
Elizabeth Warren trying to... I know that Elizabeth Warren wants to have a lot more regulations on these banks, if I'm correct.
That's part of it.
Yeah, and she's mad at Jerome Powell for not having all of the, for somehow dropping
the ball. She wants him removed.
That's right. Yeah, that's, I'm glad you said, because, yeah, she's definitely no love lost for Jerome Powell there from Elizabeth Warren. I don't know. I think that she wants to, certainly wants to have these, higher regulations, and I guess to some degree that would benefit the very wealthy, especially because it would have to do with big banks.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Well, what do we do next?
What do we do next to counter this? Well, I think number one, there's mismanagement. Number two, there's high interest rates, which at the same time, especially as even an SVB bank, as they're trying, they couldn't sell off their treasury bonds at any kind of high level of return. In fact, they've taken a loss on them, I think, when depositors were demanding their money back. And so if they bought them at a much lower rate, and they're not worth as much today, well, it's a big loser at that point. So they didn't, and I think as Senator John Kennedy rightly pointed out, they didn't mitigate their risk in terms of the instruments that they were holding, seemed to be much more interested in quote unquote woke culture than they were in fundamental banking business practices. So that's a huge deal, and we have to make a change for that. And people have to realize that risky behavior like that in the banking business can cause exactly what we just saw.
Yeah, let's hope it doesn't cause any more.
Well, hopefully not. I mean, you still have seen, I think, some people trying to make, I don't want to say runs on banks, but that's what it amounts to, I think, is they want to go get their money out of a bank and put it into another bank, which they think is going to be bigger or more stable. And so that you see the exact same kind of things happening because, you know, it's the money isn't sitting in the vault somewhere. It's tied up in different instruments or different investments and so forth. And so everybody walked in tomorrow and said, "Give me my money," or "Give me a cashier's check." They can't handle that.
Okay, and how many people do you think would do that?
Well, I think a lot of people are asking that question, but I think it would have to do, I think, with maybe larger investors and so forth. I don't think it's a consumer level issue at this point, but certainly, I think investors across the board are asking the question: Is our money safe in XYZ bank that we have it in right now? So I think there are a lot of discussions about that going on.
All right, hold that thought. I hear the music coming up in my ear, and we'll be coming right back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway report. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch for a Thursday morning, and we will be right back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken.
Ripken!
definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
To tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always the same, it's just the
you
can play that for the next hour and a half and not even be concerned about it. I'm telling you, what a song.
That is cool, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's Billy with a couple of really, really sharp-dressed, good-looking blondes. One's on the guitar, the other one's singing, and I mean, they are top shelf. Top shelf. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a cool track, obviously the original, but that sounds good, the live version as well. So, yeah, we're rocking.
All right, my man, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we're continuing to see a little bit of rain, a little bit in the Southland, mostly north of Los Angeles. Just here and there, it's going to be up in the Santa Maria area. That's north of Ventura. But just the same as last hour, pardon me, if you're coming out of Sacramento, if you're heading towards Placerville, you got rain. And then also, if you're heading towards a place called Colfax, and you're going out to I-80 out of Sacramento, you're going to run into that rain as well. Also, northbound Interstate 5 near Red Bluff, that's south of Redding, we have rain coming across the roadway there. Portland, Oregon, continuing to see rain. Snow still east of Seattle, going out I-90. And we've also got some snow around Logan, Utah, Ogden, and a little bit north of Salt Lake City there. Might be just starting to get into the city there a little bit. But that's what we have going on this hour. We're checking one more thing, quick thing to check here. Yes, we still have, we got a high wind warning coming out of Cheyenne on I-80. If you're coming out north of Laramie or west of Laramie, so be careful out there.
Well, talk about winds go to North Dakota. North, south, east, west right now, North Dakota, coming out of Rapid City, going into Rapid City from Montana. And you've also got some snow there in that area, but you've got some high winds north and south over from, from Fargo to Minot, and then over in Wisconsin and Minnesota, you're going to have some winds bouncing around over there. And again, it's all part of what we're looking at here. And in Nebraska, you've got snow coming across from the western part of Nebraska over into Omaha and over east, all the way about halfway across Iowa, so be advised of that. You have an area of rain and fog tonight. Now, I told you it was going to change, didn't I?
Right.
Okay, so you got rain and you got fog, which starts out in the central part of Oklahoma and then runs up on an angle towards Oklahoma City. You get up on I-40, runs all the way across I-40 over to Tennessee on I-40. Also, it will run up on an angle all the way across Oklahoma and Missouri over into St. Louis and over into Illinois, over into Indiana, over into Ohio, you're going to have it all the way across there, so be advised. You're not going to be like the Lone Ranger tonight. You're going to be traveling along with you. We also have a big area of dense fog tonight down along I-10 in three different places. It's broken up, but it looks like it's going to start putting itself together here. You've got New Orleans right now. You've got the eastern part of Texas to include Houston and looks like Corpus Christi perhaps. And then over into Mobile, Alabama, and up and down I-65, if you will, coming off the coastline and the shoreline. And then all the way from the state line of Mississippi and Alabama, all the way east over to further east than Pensacola, probably by about 40 or 50 miles. So that's what you got over there. Now, we also have some weather to look at right now over in the East Coast, and we do have a gale warning right there along Georgia and South Carolina and North Carolina and the bay right there, as well as coming up coming up to Jersey, coming up to New York City, coming up to Long Island. And it's also going all the way up towards Maine tonight along the coastline. And it's snowing in the high elevations of Maine tonight, so be advised. So, Kyle, tell us, number one, how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
and tell us about the pilot and Plan J.
Well, folks, don't forget you can find out all about the Pilot and Flying J travel centers by going to pilotflyingj.com.
All right, and we thank you very much. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And we jump out of the frying pan and we jump into the fire now because we're going to go check with Denise Simon and see what's going on in her world, so to speak. But we do have a lot of things going on. So let me go up here and say good morning to you.
Good morning.
This one you thought it couldn't get any better. The U.S. is going to fast-track those Abrams tanks because they're going to send the ones that have been overhauled over there, not the brand-new ones, which I think is a good idea. They should have done that anyway.
Yes, I mean, months and months and months and months ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So what was the holdup this time? Just didn't want them to have big toys to play with?
You know, who knows? I mean, none of it makes any sense to me.
Well, we'll find out soon enough when they get it to see what kind of damage they can do because they got to do something because the bad guys are closing in on them over there in the eastern part of the country. So they're going to need to do something and do it fairly quickly. Otherwise, they're going to lose all that territory. But we'll see what happens. Now, also, when you talk about the tanks, you talk about the ammunition, you talk about the older ammunition that they're going to be sending, including the older missiles, tank missiles, not the new ones. Because, again, why would you want to just sit there on your hands and wait for the new ones to show up when you got the old ones in stock?
Well, not only that, we pre-place tanks because they're so cumbersome to move. And so they're placed at various military installations across Europe. So, I mean, it's not that hard to get them where they need to be.
Well, the colonel, who will be on here in about an hour, the colonel and I talked about that the last time. We'll probably talk about that again. All right, folks, hold that dial. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Denise Simon and myself. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch for a Thursday morning.
Coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.